Hello.
It's crazy how we always meet in here. In my car. In case you didn't know where we were meeting. And funny enough, I had a bit of a dream. But this is a pretty good one. This is a different one. This is an amalgamation, a combination, a not so fine line between reality and dream. Very messy. So, at the Dofner household, it's been warming up. It's March, whatever. Got up to like 60 something degrees, 60, 70 degrees. It's been pretty warm. And Dad says, keep your windows open. Turn the fan on. Keep your door open. We're trying to air out this house. And, you know, I oblige, of course, as I always do. But this opening the windows causes, it's like a chain in, or what would you call that, a chain of reactions? It's a cause and effect. So, of course, it gets cooler in the room. However, having windows open often attracts the cat, Clyde, because Clyde, it's really just a domino effect. Clyde is not allowed to go outside. Therefore, whenever he is around open areas, he will try to escape, or he will try to get to as close to the open area as possible. So, like, he won't even know. He'll be downstairs, and he'll just smell the fresh air, and he'll walk upstairs and then come sit in the windowsill. And then, the effect from that is the dog, Pete, will try to get him. He just always tries to get the cat. So, I sleep on the ground, and above my head is a window. And then, probably 5 feet to my left is the other wall where there's another window. Now, maybe, I don't know, 5 feet, right? Maybe 10 feet. But, besides the point. Two windows in my room, open them up, no big deal. But before I go to bed, Clyde, the cat, is laying above my head in the windowsill, and my dog Pete is trying to get around me to get the cat. And you know, this is upsetting. So I'm pushing the dog away, I'm like, get the hell out of here. So Pete is laying at my feet, kind of in the doorway, and Clyde is laying in the window. And so I eventually drift off into my slumber, and I wake up with Pete in my face. I'm like, get the hell off me. You know, it pisses me off, fall back asleep. And this is just kind of, it happens maybe once or twice more, but I keep waking, and then Clyde is also changing. Clyde will jump from one window. He'll walk across the room, go to the other window. But I keep waking up. I probably wake up like 5 or 6 times, and I just hear like these two like scrapping, like they're fighting each other. You know, it's like, rear, rear. And Pete's not really making any noise. It's just, I just hear him like stop, like shuffling around. And, that's that. But this is where the dream comes into play. Cause I don't know if I think reality bled into the dream because at some point, see, I never really, I've slept with my windows open, but I don't think I've ever, I don't know. I don't know if I was just being very, I don't know if I ever, maybe I just didn't slip into the deep sleep, but at some point in the night, I heard, like, raccoon noises outside. And I think this, like, played into the dream, because in my dream, it seems a lot more significant. Like, these raccoon noise, like, I could imagine what was going on outside, like, in the dream, because I was hearing it in real life, but, like, I imagined, like, a big brawl between raccoons. And it was just, like, you know, like, whatever, they make, like, that, I don't even know what you call that, like, very, it's a noise, for sure, but it's, like, a, almost a mix between, like, a fox, like, it's got a, I don't know what you would call that, but So I'm hearing what sounds like, and you know, it was like raccoon noises through the window. And then I think that tied into Clyde, because my dream shifted, and it wasn't even like it was a dream. It was like I woke up with a pre-existing notion. Not a pre-existing, but the noise of the fact that Clyde was in my room getting attacked, and then the fact that I heard raccoon noises outside. And maybe because I didn't get into a deep, deep sleep, I wake up and I'm like, Clyde is being attacked by raccoons outside. That's what I was thinking in my head. I'm like, this cat is dead. That's what I heard last night, was Clyde escaped through the window somehow, and those raccoons were fighting him outside. That's the only possible outcome. That's what my brain told me. So I woke up and I'm just like dripping in sweat, because you know, it also happens to be hot. And I was like, oh fuck. And then like a second later, I was like, what am I talking about? And then I just went back to sleep. But I just thought it was pretty funny, because I don't really, that doesn't happen very often, but there's, you know, you guys can leave a comment or something if this happens to you a lot, but it kind of was similar to how, I think I've had this recently as well, I don't know if I said anything about it on the cast, but like, for example, when your alarm starts playing and it shows up in your dream somehow, and you catch it for like that last second of your dream, where it'll be like, but like some, like maybe like someone's beating the drum to that, or like maybe like there's like an audio system you're around that's playing that noise. Like for me, I think it's happened many times, like that. I think that's happened to me before, but also it usually happens when someone's trying to wake me up. Like it's almost like comical, like a movie scenario, but it'll be like, Jaden, wake up, Jaden. And like that person, their voice will be coming out of somebody in my dream. And I'll be like, what the fuck? What did he say? So, I think that this was something like that. But I also think it's interesting that it was like I put two things together from reality. Well, I don't know. I guess you kind of do that as is, because, you know, you're taking pieces of reality and putting them in your dreams. Or so they say. But it was two almost subconscious, because I was like drifting through sleep. So it was like two subconscious two subconscious things. Cat getting fucked up with the dog, and then raccoons outside, and then my brain put them together, and I was like, Clyde is dead outside because he fought these raccoons. I just thought that was interesting. I've never had that happen before. But now that we're getting into this, and also I'm still driving to work, so I don't want to turn it off yet because I enjoy talking to myself. I don't know what you call him, not a psychiatrist, but like a sociologist, maybe? I might have been a psychologist. I don't know. Is it Carl Jung or something? There's this, like, theory about your imagination and dreams, about how they aren't just, like, made-up things in your head, but they're a part of, like, a universal subconscious, I think, is the idea. And, you know, don't hate me if I'm wrong, because I only watched a few YouTube videos on it. But, like, meditation practices, for example, lots of schools of thought, meditating is to clear one's mind, think about nothing. But I think his idea was, like, no, let your mind wander. The subconscious is this universal thing, and you need to go talk to yourself. Like, you like in your head, you're talking to yourself, and that's what we think of that is. Like, you're I don't know, your eyes are closed, you're sitting on the ground, you're sitting in your room, sitting there for like 20 minutes, and then maybe instead of shutting your brain down, you're having an interaction with a lion, right? And the lion's talking to you and you're talking back. And, you know, a rational way to think of that is that's just you're just talking to yourself. But he was like, no, that's like a universal subconscious. Like, these dreams matter. The things you're seeing matter. And they're not just manifestations from yourself. Like, they might play, like, I think it's like a esoteric, I don't know, like a forbidden, not a forbidden knowledge, but like you have to, it's hard to access, I guess, maybe. Which I thought was really interesting. And I've had this, I don't know why the hell I'm, I think it's just, well, tying into that dream, it's like the things that I was seeing in my dream, maybe they're not, maybe these dreams are not for no reason. And I've kind of thought that before anyway, but, just to hear, hear stuff that backs it, I guess. But I'm also, I don't know, because sometimes something will happen to me and then I'll just dream about it, and then that makes me think, yeah, that's just because it happened to you, it happened to you, and therefore you're thinking about it, which makes sense. But then, you know, you have those off the wall dreams that are like, what the fuck is going on? And you know, there's like the dreams we all know, like you're naked or whatever, but stuff like that. But it's cool to think that there might be like this interwoven connectivity between the human subconscious. Maybe not even human, maybe it's like universal sort of thing. But yeah, I don't know. I actually have a little, like, I'll make it quick, a little bit of a story where it's like what's the word for it, that same idea I was okay. This dude driving this Hawkins truck is pissing me off. He was supposed to turn left in that lane. Just keeps driving. What a prick. Screw Hawkins. Oh, yeah, but, what the hell was I getting at? I was in the sauna meditating, which I used to do frequently. I haven't done it as often. But I was trying to feed into this subconscious thing, right? So I'm having this like conversation with myself, and I was just like locked in, like almost for like probably half an hour sitting in the sauna. Not a flex, it's not that hot, but I was like in this subconscious battle with what might be perceived as just myself, and I'm a fucking schizophrenic talking to myself, which isn't true. I don't have schizophrenia, but I was like talking to myself about how, like, man, you're a sissy, bro. You can't even handle this. Like, this is, you're being a wuss. And I was like, I'm not a wuss. And I was just having this long conversation with myself about how, like, I'm being a wuss right now and I need to get my shit together and your life sucks. And then I think I was just battling my negative. Okay, I gotta go. Fuck.